Harry, this paper is on the properties of fine-grained steels generated by displacive transformation. Why have you focused on the displacive transformation in the context of fine grains?
Well, as far as I'm aware, all other methods are impractical because they require severe heat treatments, severe deformation, or they produce forms which are limited in shape and size. With a displacive transformation, a fine structure is a natural consequence of the atomic mechanism.
And what properties are you interested in?
Many properties are important in any engineering application, but here I focus primarily on explaining the ductility of optimized mixtures of bainitic ferrite and austenite.
And what's an optimized mixture?
Basically, that large blocks of austenite, which are anathema to bainitic steels, are absent. The austenite is there instead in a desirable form as thin films between bainite platelets.
And so what is it that's controlling the ductility?
Transformation-induced plasticity contributes to ductility by delaying plastic instabilities.
And they're well established already?
Yeah, you're quite right. That is well established. But what I've also found is that fracture occurs once the austenite loses continuity in the microstructure as it transforms into high carbon martensite.
And at what point does the austenite lose continuity?
I've done some calculations with percolation theory which indicate that in the anisotropic microstructure of the kind we are discussing here, the loss of continuity should occur when the fraction of austenite becomes less than about 0.1.
And is there any experimental evidence?
I think so. Both experimental measurements of austenite content at the point of fracture and indeed calculations on strain-induced transformation of the austenite are consistent with this.
That's very interesting. Thank you.